This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Hundreds of Israeli troops are pressing ahead with their hunt for Palestinian militants and weapons in a West Bank refugee camp for a second day. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
Gunshots and blasts could be heard in the area of Jenin refugee camp on Tuesday morning, a day after Israel launched its most intense military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades. Some Palestinians have been killed and dozens wounded in the operation so far. While on Monday night, hundreds of Hamas supporters gathered in Jabalia in the north of the Gaza Strip to show solidarity with Palestinians in the Jenin refugee camp. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The Russian military says Tuesday it has fended off a Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow that prompted authorities to briefly close one of the city's airports. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Ukrainian authorities did not claim responsibility for the raid. Tuesday's attack, which follows previous similar raids on the Russian capital, comes after mutiny launched by mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, which saw his Wagner troops approach Moscow in the biggest challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin in more than two decades. The Russian Defense Ministry said in the new incident, four drones were downed by air defenses on the outskirts of Moscow, and one was jammed and forced down. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
NATO announced Tuesday the alliance will extend Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg's contract by another year, opting to stick with an experienced leader as war rages on the alliance's doorstep rather than try to agree on a successor. Stoltenberg, a former prime minister of Norway, has been the Transatlantic Security Alliance leader since 2014, and his tenure has already been extended three previous times. This is VOA News. Senegal President Macky Sall announced Monday he will not run for re-election in the 2024 vote, ending widespread speculation he would seek a third term, which his critics said would have been illegal and has sparked violent unrest. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
The announcement put to bed months-long speculation that Sall would extend his ruling. On Monday, he was still insisting a re-election would have been lawful, citing a 2016 constitutional amendment. Rumors of Sall planning to stay in power and the recent jailing of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko over an alleged rape sparked protests in Senegal, which is known to be one of Africa's most stable countries. Dozens of people have been killed in the unrest, with some protesters alleging that police fired live rounds. Sall's party, Alliance for the Republic, now needs to look for a new leader before the February elections. It is unclear who will run for many of the main parties.
In the U.S., four people are dead and two injured after a gunman opened fire in the streets of Philadelphia. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says the gunman wore a bulletproof vest and carried an AR-type rifle and another weapon as he opened fire Monday night, killing four adults and wounding a two-year-old and a 13-year-old boy. In a news conference carried by WPVI in Philadelphia, Outlaw says there were police nearby who chased down the gunman as he continued to fire.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did.
Outlaw says the gunman is a 40-year-old man.
We have absolutely no idea why this happened. Like I said, we have this person in custody. We're doing what we can to positively identify this person.
The shooting happened a day after gunfire at a block party in Baltimore left two people dead and 28 others wounded. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. public broadcaster PBS live special Capitol 4th will showcase Tuesday the National Independence Day celebration from Washington, D.C. Associated Press correspondent, entertainment correspondent Margie Zoraletta has this preview.
Babyface, Boyz II Men, Belinda Carlisle, Maddie and Tay, Charles Esten, Adrian Warren, Renee Fleming, and the band Chicago will perform on the National Mall to mark Independence Day. Babyface says Independence Days of his youth meant family gatherings in Indianapolis.
We'd spend the whole day and end up the day with sparklers and running around the yard with sparklers.
Trumpeter Lee Locknane of Chicago is a big fan of the 4th of July. Is Saturday in the Park going to be one of the songs they play?
It is!
A Capitol 4th airs on PBS stations. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
You'll find more information on these and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.